Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the 78th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS visiting the White House, proof concept photos, and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Yay.
So, girl, how you doing?
Well, interesting thing happened. You know how I was like, I'm in the process of moving. And well, we are still planning on closing on the house tomorrow, yeah, if everything goes well. But Jose, they called us up yesterday. So the sellers who are selling the house to us, when we got into contract with this house, they also got into another contract, you know, with the house that they were planning on moving into.
Yeah.
But then that one fell through. So, I mean, we're still closing on the house. The house is still going to be ours.
Okay.
But they requested to basically rent our house for like one more month. Like they are asking to stay for one more month in the house.
Oh.
So... yeah, I've never experienced this before, but like, so basically just going to sign like a lease, agreement. I don't know what's going to be signed, but this is like all new to me. This is interesting. And of course, we're not going to be like, get out of our house, you know, because it's not like we're in a rush to get out of our current place.
Right.
So yeah, that's interesting. So it's going to be like another month until we start moving everything in, which guys, not going to lie, I'm relieved to hear that because could you imagine me moving this weekend and for the next week fixing the house during BTS's comeback? Like, I don't know if like I could handle all that right now. So I'm kind of glad, Jose. I'm like, I'm good. I'm just going to chill here when the comeback happens. Like, I don't want to stress about anything. So yeah, you guys, that's going on right now.
Well, that's good because you always have to look at the positive side when something doesn't go as planned. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because I feel like if you dwell so much on like, oh man, it didn't go as we thought it was gonna go, like you're just gonna be not necessarily sad, but you're just gonna be like in a mood, you know what I mean, like
yeah,
for a while. But exactly, if you look at the positive thing, like you're doing now, which is basically you'll be able to enjoy the comeback without like having to worry about moving this, moving that, painting that, U-Hauls, you know, putting Gian to work, because let's keep it all the way real, you're not really gonna be the one doing.
You know what? There's no lie in that. Not Jose coming for me. Jose's just... I was coming for Jose earlier, so he's trying to get his revenge right now.
I'm totally kidding. But yes, I totally understand what you mean. So that's a good thing that you'll be able to concentrate on the comeback. Focus on the comeback.
Oh my gosh, yes. But how about you, Jose, how have you been?
Busy, girl. With BTS, oh my god, it's like nonstop trying to keep up with everything that they're doing, which we'll be talking about, of course, in this episode. But as far as like personal life, it's been going well, you know, just trying to like keep myself busy here at the house, trying to do stuff. And then my boyfriend sometimes be like, why are you playing when you could be cleaning? And then, you know, he be calling me out.
This is why, like, not our partners doing everything. We're like, yeah, you know, BTS, it's a lot. It's a lot to be. When we're in ARMY, there's a lot on our plate.
Yes. Can, like, we need to be having that conversation now. I'm just
kidding. Oh, my gosh. No, for real, Jose. I mean, I see you've been busy, especially with YouTube and content and... I mean, Overwatch, I mean, hey.
Yes.
It's a stress reliever. It's a stress reliever. But, you know, we're just enjoying things now because there's just been a lot of things going on, especially recently, like with the White House, which we're going to be going over. But Jose holds up. Let's address the elephant in the room. It ain't us, though.
What?
Just in case, if you're scared.
Wait, what happened? I'm scared.
No, don't be scared. Let me get into it now so you don't get scared. We didn't get a Festa schedule.
Ooh, girl. Now, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's. So usually they drop the schedule, of course, before June 1st, because June 1st is usually the first day something is released, something's happening, but we didn't get a Festa schedule. And I know we were talking about this last time, but you know,
but this see, this is the thing, Roseanne.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm not letting hope die like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I did wait. I did go back to previous years, and a lot of these festas, they did not start right on the first. Like there was 1 year they actually started until the 3rd of January. So
like we got like a day.
Wait, I said Roseanne. I said 3rd of January. Oh my
god. Oh my gosh. Oh, the way I didn't even catch that. Let's. You know what? I knew what you mean. Okay. It's a J.
3rd of June. J's. I meant to say. I meant to say 3rd of June. So in my head, I'm like, we still have time for them to release something, because for real, this would be the first if. Like, y'all, if we don't get anything for this, like, the first week of June, like, for the first, like, that's it. We're not getting a Festa. Like, it is too late for there to be, like, more and more content, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They might, obviously, they're going to celebrate their anniversary on the 13th with, like, something. That's a given because it's even on the promo schedule for Proof. But as far as Festa goes, like, we literally don't have anything. We haven't gotten any type of, like, even, like, hint as to if there's going to be one or nothing. Like, so my thing is just, I'm gonna see if maybe tomorrow, because today we got like the last set of the pictures which we're gonna talk about too, but I'm hoping that tomorrow, which here it would be Friday, no wait, what's today? Anywho, whenever, as of the recording of this video, tomorrow I'm hoping that we get something, maybe still keeping hope alive. But yeah, it's kind of not. It's not looking good.
Yeah, it's not looking so good. But you know what? Like, we could see this is the first time we're also having a comeback literally during these times too. So
yeah,
there is a question mark left for like the 7th or the 6th and the 7th. Wait, no, 6th, girl. I mean 6 in Korea. Wait, no, 6 our time is 7 in Korea. This is confusing, y'all. Time zones be messing me
up. I know.
But we still have that question mark. What if that's like Festa, but like super, super, super late? I don't know. But regardless, well, we are going to have the content. So.
You might be onto something. They might be like, let's do half a Festa, not a full.
Nah, don't make me. We sound like a Delulu. We're like, maybe. We're like hanging on to this. But regardless, this is something new. Like literally the last like couple of years, you know, ever since COVID started, it's just been so unpredictable. It's not the usual.
Yeah.
Like we kind of know what's happening. You know what I mean? But this time they're just throwing us all these things and we're just like, you know, but regardless, we're just getting a lot of things, but we still got those question marks. So we'll wait for that.
Yeah, let's see. I guess we'll know by next week, actually, right, Rosen? Like, we'll be actually telling y'all.
that were clowns.
Is it happening or not?
Just being honest, you know, like, I got my clown mask ready.
You know what? You're right. Just bring me back to reality, because it's like, damn.
I gotta be real with you, just kidding. Oh, man. But, anyways, this weekend, literally, actually, I take that back. It's not even a weekend. Not me saying weekend.
Oh, my God.
It's because, okay, so here in the U.S., there's Memorial Day. Okay.
Yes.
But after Memorial Day, I just felt like my weekend was, it's like a prolonged weekend. But on the 31st, which, guys, it falls on a Tuesday here in the U.S. Sorry, that's not even a weekend. BTS showed up to the press briefing that was done. And we were aware that they were going to have like a discussion with Joe Biden. But it was more of like there wouldn't be any press around when they do have discussion. But they will have a video come out about it. So they're going to record a video showing this whole conversation. Yep. But it was nice that they also showed up at the press briefing and gave us a speech. And I wanted to hear your thoughts about their speech, Jose.
Well, first of all, I was like you said, super excited to find out that they actually were going to be speaking, even if it was like a brief message. Because we all were under the impression like, okay, we're going to get something, but later on, not exactly the day of. But the fact that they were able to do it like live and before, you know, like they talk about more politics and situations going on and addressing the media and their questions. The guys came out to talk about like what they're there to do, you know what I mean, and why they're there. First of all, I was so happy to hear that they all spoke in Korean. Of course, RM spoke in Spanish, but they all spoke in Korean because I was like, of course, it's like to celebrate the Asian community and to like talk about Asian discrimination and anti-Asian hate crimes and stuff like that. So it's like, why not? You know what I mean? I feel like they were like, you know, we're all going to speak. Everybody feel comfortable. You're going to do it in Korean. We're going to have a translator there. So don't worry about that. So I just love that. Of course, they all look great. Let's you want to go to the looks. They look great. Black hair, bangtan. You know, it just takes me back to a certain time. But, you know, it's really, really nice. The one who, like, words, like, really hit me were Yoongi's, because he said, like, it's not wrong to be different. And literally, to like, as of the recording of this episode, guys, it is Pride Month. And so, obviously, I took it in that sense. Of course, you could be talking to anybody, but in my situation, I took it in that sense, and like, it's not wrong to be different. And I always grew up thinking like that I was wrong for some, you know, for being different. And so and now obviously I'm an adult and everything, now I understand like there's nothing wrong and everything. So those words really touched me, and I hope they touch like more people out there. I mean, I just loved it. What about you, Roseanne? What about you?
You know, first of all, at first people were questioning whether or not the boys would speak in Korean or in English. And then knowing them, I'm like, yo, me and Jose were talking to, like, they're going to speak in Korean in their own language, because it's just showing them, especially showing, you know, how like American English is just such a heavy language that it's like a required language to be learned, but just to show diversity, and there's other languages out there. You know that saying where like, oh, you're in America, you should speak English, but like, America's a hot pot of like different ethnicities, you know what I mean? Different cultures, people with different languages. It should be accepted to be like, to speak out in your own language comfortably. So like, I applaud that for that. I applaud them for that. I mean, but like, they did an amazing job. They were quick. It's like small. It was sentences that got to the point, is I think what I was trying to address. And of course, you know, like we cheered and laughed. It could be before the translator translated all of what they said. J-Hope, I heard the word ARMY, fans all over the world. So I was like, yo, they didn't forget to, you know, give a shout out to ARMY, show their love. It's just very heartwarming, and then it makes us proud, because like every single like speech they do or announcement or whatever, they always don't forget to thank ARMY around the world. So, and I love how he also included that, you know, ARMYs also are, you know, from different cultures, different nationalities who use different languages. So he wanted to also showcase that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But all the boys did an amazing job, and I honestly cannot wait to hear more of like what they discussed behind doors with Joe Biden. So yes.
Yeah, and girl, we can't have like it's just so crazy to me because I mean BTS are always gonna be BTS, so there's always gonna be moments where you're gonna like laugh.
Oh, but like my in a gosh. Good way.
Not like yeah, not like laugh yeah. at them, but like laugh with them. Like girl first of all, it was cute. Whoever the guy who said Bangtan or not Bangtan BTS fighting, I was like, yes. Oh my god, what a legend. What an iconic legendary man. Because you could see their reactions. They were smiling. They felt like, I feel like in that moment they were like, oh my god, like we have some fans here too, you know what I mean?
Yes. So
I love that. And then girl, did you hear the lady scream?
Wait, what? Which one?
When is some ladies yelled, when is the world tour coming?
No, yeah, so that's what I missed. Because, you know, immediately after they went done talking, you know, there was a journalist who was trying to ask them a question. You know what I mean? It was like, what was the question? Like, how you felt about coming here to the White House or something like that, right? Someone joked around. We were like, who's your favorite here or something like that? Like, who's your favorite journalist out of the, you know, the people there? So they tried to like make a joke out of it after that woman was trying to push her question. Yeah. But and then that's also when we heard the fan was like or you know the journalist, because the only people who were allowed to be there were press, like certified people. Yeah. But you know, whoever that was, the journalist, he said BTS fighting. But I didn't hear the one about like when's BTS's world tour. I didn't hear that one.
You need to go back. Oh my god, it is so funny. Like, when is the world tour coming?
Oh my god, that's literally everyone's question right now. Like, guys, I need to plan my stuff. Because look what happened. I was in Europe and I literally cut my vacation 3 days short to fly back here to Vegas for BTS. Like, I cannot be somewhere else.
That's dedication.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot be in a different country because, you know, I'm going to fly back or wherever they're at, I'm going to fly there. So just please, I just need to know the dates. Y'all, can you drop the dates, please? But yes, anyways, we're getting sidetracked. But yes, y'all did amazing. We are so proud. But as of today, when we were recording, they did drop a snippet, you know, a little teaser of their conversation with Joe Biden. And so far, it's like less than a minute. It's 59 seconds. I'm loving it so far. Jose, did you, you know, after watching the clips, I read the comments section. It was hilarious. Someone was like, oh my gosh, Biden got to speak to the president. You know, Namjoon's president, you know, so. But yeah. Love that one.
I loved it. Oh my god, yes. You know, Army's always gonna be able to like crack a joke somewhere, and it's just I love it. I love Army Twitter. And so yeah, I saw the clip, and like Roseanne said, there's gonna be like a longer video. Mm-hmm. And we just don't know when that'll come out, you know, because of course they had, I saw an article where it said they talked for like an hour or so, something like that. Like, it was a long conversation. Like, it wasn't like, hello, goodbye. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, no, nothing for show. Like, I feel like it was like really serious for a while. And so I just thought it was like really interesting. And I'm really interested in seeing like if they release the entire conversation. I'm really interested to see that. As far as the video that they did release, the little teaser, I loved how they made like the guys walk over, like how the video starts and like they're like, and Namjoon is like, it's an honor to meet you, president. The way they're walking, I would have like, I don't know how he stayed on feet. I would have like fainted.
You mean Joe would have fainted if BTS was like walking. We're not even talking about the boys. We're talking about y'all. They blessed Biden with their appearance.
Yeah, you know, the way they were walking. Oh my god, I don't know. It just got to me. I was like, ooh.
I know what you mean. But see, one thing I wanted to address Was, you know, when the news first came out about Joe Biden inviting BTS over to the White House to discuss, you know, anti-Asian hate and also discrimination, there was a lot of backlash with that. And yeah. I did talk a little bit about it in my recent video where I reacted to their press speech. And
yes,
you know, Joe even gave the people the reason as to why he invited BTS, just from the small snippet. We're probably going to hear a lot more in the actual full-length video. So there was backlash because people were saying, oh, BTS is not from the United States, you know what I mean? And they cannot speak against anti-Asian hate because they don't live here in the United States. But, you know, obviously they couldn't give their experiences on, like, the racism and discrimination they experienced here in the U.S. because, you know, mm-hmm. they don't live here in America. And when they go back to Korea, you know, everyone there is basically, they're all Asian.
Right.
Anyways, so people just didn't understand why they were being invited. And they don't, here's the thing, like, BTS has a global influence and they have that platform and they continue to use their platform to make positive changes. And the fact that, you know, yeah. all of a sudden everyone cares now because BTS's name was announced. And it's so funny to see these people, you know, act as if, like, why can't they invite other Asian leaders who live in the US? When this literally this whole month, Jose, there was this post I saw, literally there has been all these leaders, Asian leaders that have come and, you know, gave their speech, but no one was paying attention. You know what I mean? Like, or at least those people weren't paying attention.
Exactly.
So, like, their influence, BTS's influence, and they brought awareness to this, which is the goal. First of all, the goal. And Biden in the clip, you know, he says, like, people care a lot about what you say. And he's referring to BTS.
Yes.
And what you're doing is good for all people. It's not just your great talent. It's the message you're communicating, which is why Biden mm-hmm. invited them. Now everyone's like all ears. Everyone's paying attention, even if it's good, even if it's bad. So, yeah.
Yeah, girl, the amount of times people talk out of their... you know what, without having done any research, like, oof. Like, if people just educated themselves before they talked, if they thought before they talked, you know how many, like, how much better the world would be. Right? Like, people just want to talk because they want to talk. Exactly. And it's just so crazy to me because it's like, first of all, like you said, okay, it's to bring the message to. But they've even spoken about the fact that when they have come over here to the U.S., they've experienced it themselves.
Yes.
So they can also speak about, even if it's not because they live here, like, permanently, just the simple fact that they come here when they do, and they still, like, even major stars, that sometimes when you think of a celebrity, you're like, oh, they have everything. They don't need to have issues. They don't have, like, that. You know what I mean? But then they still experience that. And of course, being Korean, being Asian, they're still experiencing it. Exactly. And so it's just crazy to me that how, especially somebody, somebody who is not Asian. I don't understand how somebody who is not Asian can speak about how BTS can't talk on anti-Asian.
Exactly.
Correct. Like, I don't make it make sense. I'm waiting. And I'm going to be waiting for a while because it does not make sense.
It doesn't. Like, oh my but God. Here's, it's like the thing too, like, we're experiencing violence here in the U.S., but guys, this is global, okay? There is racism right. all over the world. It's not just the U.S., even though that's what we're, you know, this is, you know, Joe Biden can't control the whole globe or everything, but it's a thing that everyone experiences globally. It's like an... So, yeah, they may not be getting violence here, but they're getting violence in other places. I mean, people have been bullying them, like, discriminating them and making racist jokes from different countries. You know what I mean? So, like, but yeah, it's,
Yeah. So, like, it's so crazy because, like, just go online, guys. And there's so much already. So just, like, it's a whole deeper conversation. Of course, we can't, like, get into it like that. But I just don't like when people try to discredit when, like, Like, how could they do, and like you said, nobody cared until it's BTS. You know what I mean? Like, so wait, so why didn't you speak up maybe the year before or something? You know what I mean? Like, no, now you're, it's just because it's BTS.
Yeah. Like, let's keep it. Like, they're trying to criticize, like, why is Joe Biden bringing, like, celebrities? And, like, they have a platform, you know? They have the influence. They literally, everyone's eyes on BTS. That's what's the best way to promote and to, you know, just shine more light on this topic, bring the biggest artists in the world to talk about it. Everyone's eyes will be on them. So I see it.
Yes.
But, you know, like, just, we're going to see all this hate messages and whatever, but, you know, let's celebrate, let's ignore them and just continue to celebrate. But I just wanted to give my reasons as to, like, why I believe it. So it's, I see why they were invited and why they decided to come to the White House, basically. Yeah. So, Jose,
yes,
we finally got all of the concept photos. We got it all for proof and all for door.
Woo.
And we got hit with the door, just like you said. So, how are you doing?
Girl, it's hard out here. It's a struggle. You know what I mean? Trying to breathe. So, yeah, all the photos have been released. I'm going to just keep it 100 right now, okay? And say that proof are my favorite. Like, I don't know, just the dark...
Oh, my God!
Like, the darker type of concepts always get to me. Like, I find that it's more, like, impactful. Even though the door concept photos are beautiful, don't get me wrong. I feel like door takes me to, like... the pearly gates, like heaven, you know what I mean? And then proof.
That's how heaven looks like.
Exactly. And proof, they're taking me to hell. You know, okay. what did you think, Rose?
So how's hell? Oh my gosh. You know what, Jose? I am there with you. Now, like, this is, I even said it in my first, like, my concept of photo reaction, that this is my favorite concept. And then my second one is, like, the black swan.
Yes.
I can't get over that. But I know what you mean. This type of vibe, this is just personally our vibe, okay? We like this vibe. We like it. It's so beautifully done. I love how it also connects to just the whole concept of the album.
Yeah.
And also, people have been tying, like, the fictional storyline to these pictures. And Jose, that's, like, the video I was, like, working on, editing. Because at first, I wasn't going to do it. But then, you know, we got today's photos, which is, like, where they get the sliver of light on their face. And I was like, okay, you know what? Girl has to put together a video real quick. But I love it. I love it. There's a whole, I just love it when ARMY on Twitter are just trying to figure out what this is, what that is, like the jewelry they had on. It was just, it's so fun. It's like Easter egg hunting and all that stuff for these concept photos.
I love it. It's like more excitement for the comeback. Like, imagine us just seeing a photo and then leaving it. Like, just be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, no, that would be so boring. So I love it when, like, whenever it's comeback time and we start getting the concept photo, even with the promos schedule, just the design of it all, and we start, you know, going into theories as to what this means and what this other thing means, and, you know, and I love it. It just adds more hype to it. I get more excited for it. I get more pumped for this, for the actual comeback, for the actual album. Even though it's an anthology album, like, I just love the fact that we're getting so much when it comes to this album, because it's like a whole 9-year history album, you know what I mean? So of course they're going to be pulling from different eras, and we're going to be able to tie in with here, tie in with there. And like you said, that jewelry, they are sporting a lot of jewelry, even for the door concept photos, which are more simpler.
Oh my God.
They're still sporting some jewelry that's like really, really nice.
Oh my God.
Do you have a theory?
Lola. When you said jewelry, I like totally forgot to like literally the necklace around J-Hope during the first set of photos. That was like, how heavy was that? That's my question. How heavy was that?
And you know, but, it's expensive. Yeah. And you know.
And it's even more expensive after BTS wore it. The value of it just
yes.
went up.
Yes.
Oh. But, yeah, there was just so much to tie in, Jose. Like, obviously, we know, like, the bulletproof, the shield behind mm-hmm. them that's bulletproof is a reflection of bulletproof. We are bulletproof.
Yep.
Like, what their old logo used to be a bulletproof vest, but they changed it to a door. So it's kind of like it's reflecting everything from the last 9 years. And even the concept photos have been reflecting that. I mean, I would dive more into that. But we're like already like 30 minutes in. I'm just being honest with y'all. I'm just kidding. But I mean, what are your quick theories, Jose, as to like just
like,
well, yeah, what's one of your favorite theories that you've come up with like so far or that you like or have seen?
Like
so
my far? I'll give you my elementary level theory just to keep it short. My preschool theories just to keep it short. Basically, like you said, the first is it's the proof concept photos are a reflection of their beginning. How they kept saying, like, we are bulletproof. That was very much their message. And the, obviously, they were started off, like, with a hip-hop, more, like, kind of, like, darker type of image, yeah. You know, like, harder, tough. And then now it's, like, a softer BTS. We get a more mature BTS. We get the music is a little bit more upbeat and stuff. So, obviously, that's with Door. And like you said, that's resembling the logo. Obviously, the sliver of light that we see, that's because it's coming through the door. I think it's, like, saying, like, yes. They're looking... The only thing I'm like, I guess you could look at both ways. They are either already through it or maybe they're going to go through the door, depending on how you want to look at it. Because the best or the most beautiful moment is yet to come. So if we go by the song title, ooh. I feel like they still are waiting to go through the door. If we go by the title of the song, yep. If we just go by how much they proved themselves, you know, when it comes to like their music and stuff, you could say they already are on the other side. So that, I mean, that's up to your interpretation. I choose to go with they're still waiting to, because in the last photos, which we got today, and we see the little sliver of light, obviously they're in a dark room. So I think the doors are opening towards them, if that makes sense. So they're still,
you know, that's, have that's to go through.
Yeah. What about you, Rudy Biggie?
Yeah, that's what was like kind of confusing to me too. Like as I was like typing up my explained video, cause the last concept photos we got was the door looking like it's either crept open and they haven't gone through yet. Yeah. So it's kind of like it would make more sense if it was flipped. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's very very interesting. I would like to think that I'm getting distracted because my dog is like snoring. But I would like to think the final images are them in the white room, because so far it's kind of like, oh, here's another thing. You know how the BTS logo represents a door, yeah. And the ARMY logo is the door, but from like the outside, like after you've gone through, correct. That's how it looks like. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you were to divide it, the images with the sliver of light over their face is their logo, their BTS logo. Yeah. And the images with them inside in the white room, that's the ARMY logo. Because it's like, you know, if you guys watch their logo, the BTS logo clip, it kind of shows you the difference. Yeah, so, you know, it's just so interesting. They're linking their name, their link. And also, I would go deeper into this, like, you know, the bullet scars on the shield. We can go deep into that stuff, you know, with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I just love how these images just tell so much. And there's just a lot of storytelling behind it. It's so interesting because you could just see it as, oh, they're just a concept or, you know, whatever. But it's deeper than that. And that's what I love about these concept photos.
Yeah. So to summarize it, guys, let's watch Roseanne's video.
No. Girl, I'm not even... done. Oh. I'm like, I'm trying. I'm like pulling from my rabbit hat trying to explain. I'm just kidding. I'm almost done. I'm just editing it. But hopefully it'll be out by the time you guys hear this. But yes.
That was it for this episode.
Literally next, that was Yes, Jose, go.
Wait, what were you saying?
Oh, I don't know what I was saying. I was just waiting for you to come in and help me.
You guys see, this is behind the scenes, no pun intended. We keep it real with y'all.
Oh.
Sometimes we don't know
what's
going on. Okay, so that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD, along with our Instagram at Interlude Army PD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Be a mess. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. I promise we will post an episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Roseanne.
Bye, Jose. Kim Nam-joon, Kim So-jin, Min Yoon-hee, Jung Ho-suk, Park Ji-min.